Now, my dearly beloved, I shall share a real story, my own story, of my mission trip to Indonesia. In this story, it's extreme battle between the power of dark and the light. And I shall share with you simply because this story is so powerful, this testimony of mine that deeply imprinted in my heart, and I shall share with you the story so that you can see what Paul, the Apostle Paul, was talking about. The ferocious battle by the power of darkness. It so happened that I was instructed by the Lord God to go to Indonesia to preach the gospel in the city of Jakarta. The Holy Spirit calls the city of Jakarta as the city of Nineveh, where there are multitudes, millions and millions of people that have yet to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I got the ticket for myself, my husband, and my son to fly to Jakarta. You see, the power of darkness is so potent. It is not just during the time of Prophet Daniel, who was praying for 21 days, and war began even in the sky, preventing our Lord Jesus from coming down to speak to Prophet Daniel. If you read in the book of Daniel, it is recorded right there. It takes 21 days for Michael the archangel to assist our Lord, for our Lord to come down to speak to Prophet Daniel. Even though his prayers was answered immediately on the first day, as recorded in the scripture in the book of Daniel, it takes 21 days for the Lord to come through, simply because the power of darkness, the prince of Persia, is recorded, is battling. You see, when a righteous man pray before the Lord God, warfare happens. And so let me continue on my story. We got the ticket. However, I fell ill all of a sudden with chronic fatigue syndrome. It is a long story how I got that, and I will share that with you some other day. But then my husband said, "We are going to the city of Jakarta. If you cannot even get up from your bed, how are you going to preach?" Now, chronic fatigue syndrome is not like a flu bug where you can get healed in a week or two, my dearly beloved. It is an illness. It'll take you 9 months to a year before you can even get up from your bed. A chronic fatigue syndrome is an illness whereby you are so exhausted even after sleeping, if you could sleep. And there is no guarantee you can heal even in 6 to 9 months. So my husband said, "Let's delay the trip to Jakarta by another month perhaps." Then I told him even another month would not work because chronic fatigue syndrome does not get healed in a month. If it can get healed in a month, it would not be called chronic fatigue syndrome. It would be just called a flu. Nonetheless, I began to resort on my knees and cry to God. Delaying it by a month or two would not solve the problem. So I began to kneel on my knees and cry to God and ask the Holy Spirit for revelations. I say, "Oh God, the God of heaven, be merciful upon thine handmaid." I say, "God, I've got chronic fatigue syndrome back in my body. Lord, you told me to go to the city of Jakarta, Indonesia, to preach. However, in these conditions, what would you want me to do?" And I asked the Lord God through my prayers, I said, "Lord, if you want me to go, even if I have to sacrifice myself and die for Jesus like Stephen does, more than happy to die for Jesus. However," I asked the Lord God, I said, "please, Father, make it known to me whether I should go or not go. And whether you will go with me, because that country is so filled with the power of darkness, without Jesus, you will make it. And so I prayed and cried to God at night, asking for directions, what to do, and so on. Believe it or not, our Heavenly Father is a God of grace and mercy, and He is a living God who always answers His children, His sheep, in time and on time. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, the voice of the Lord came to me, spoken crystal clear in English language. And He said, "Return to the land of thy father, and I will go with thee." My dearly beloved, I was born in Indonesia, but I left my country when I was about 11 years old. And ever since then, God had led me to come to America to be trained by the Spirit of God in His plan, and then send me back to preach and as a missionary for my own country, Indonesia. You see, my dearly beloved, God is the God of the living. And we're talking about right now in the 21st century, not talking about 2,000 years ago. God is able to speak to all of His children. The sheep of the Lord hears the voice of the Lord. Are you one of them? The sheep of the Lord has many, many testimonies to prove that God is very much alive today. But the sheep of the Lord are not many out there, you know. Jesus said, "Many are called, but few are chosen." So in less than a week, I was healed from chronic fatigue syndrome, and my husband, myself, and my son flew over from San Francisco to Japan, and then to Taipei, from Taipei to Jakarta, Indonesia. Now the question is this. The Holy Spirit have instructed me crystal clear not to go through Taipei, but rather from Tokyo to fly straight to Jakarta. Now at first I could not understand why, but deep in my heart I have a touch not to fly through Taipei, simply because the Holy Spirit says so, and I said, take the route from Tokyo, direct flight to Jakarta. However, my husband is originally from Taipei, and of course he would like to see his relatives in Taipei. And so I told my husband, the Holy Spirit says not to go through Taipei. I just don't have the touch to go through Taipei, I said to my husband, prior to getting the ticket, of course. But my husband was upset with me. He said he would like to go through Taipei and visit his relative, his two brothers in Taipei. Well, I thought to myself, Japan, Tokyo to Taipei, it's only about maybe a couple hours, approximately. Well, big deal, couple hours, that would be fine. So I decided to disobey the Holy Spirit and listen to my husband, right? What happened when you disobey the Holy Spirit? You get in trouble, my dearly beloved. I have known that by now. For that reason, I decided not to disobey ever again, by God's grace. Then, at night, after agreeing to my husband to go through Taipei, I had a vision from the Lord. In my vision, I saw in Taipei many, many crocodiles. All over the place are full of crocodiles. And when I woke up from that visions, I told my husband and my son, I said, this is strange. I saw a vision that in Taipei is full of crocodiles, but those crocodiles didn't bite us. What does this mean? I told them and I asked myself the meaning of the visions full of crocodiles. Now, this vision was not fulfilled until we flew from Taipei to Jakarta. As we are about to fly from Taipei to the city of Jakarta All of a sudden, the representative from the airline said, I cannot fly. Simply because in my passport, I only have 3/4 of a page versus 1 page. In other words, my whole passport is solidly filled with stamps and there is no space left for the government of Indonesia to put a stamp on it. And according to the Taipei airline representative, it requires 1 full page for me to fly, or they will send it back to Taipei, the passengers I'm talking about. So here I was, in time and on time in the airport in Taipei, about to fly to Jakarta, when I was being stopped by the representative in the airline. So then I call my sister in Jakarta because she has scheduled me for two preaching for the first time in two different churches. And of course, when I call my sister, I said, sis, I got a problem here. She has scheduled me two preaching. I don't think you can cancel and look for somebody else to substitute that, can you? And my sister said, no, of course not. And I know pretty clear, crystal clear, that it is not glorifying God when you do that, especially it's your first time. So my sister said, try another airline. Perhaps the other airline, Indonesian Garuda Airways, that flies straight to Jakarta, might be able to let you get away with it. So I began to look for another airline. And believe it or not, their reply was the same thing. The problem was not with the airline. The problem was with my passport, the claim. So I tried every single airline and realized what the visions of the crocodile was all about. Every one of them were ferocious against me. They said, you have a problem in your passport. You need to go back to American Embassy and get them extended. And then you can fly out. But the earliest time for the embassy to be open and fly out is on Tuesday. That means we have to cancel those two preachings. And this definitely does not glorify God. And here comes the ferocious battle, my dearly beloved. As I tried to get out from the crocodile holes, I call it, up and down, along and within the airport of Taipei, it is amazing what the power of darkness can do for you. I knew instantly the battle is on. Even right at the beginning, when the airline representative says, you can't fly, I knew instantly that we are in a very ferocious battle. You see, Indonesia itself, every country has got the power of darkness guarding them. To break through in a foreign country requires the absolute presence of the Holy Spirit and God Almighty to watch over us, patrol us with his angels. Do you know that? That's what happened to me. But I had every faith that God is always victorious, my dearly beloved. So here we are, being dragged up and down in the Taipei airport. And Taipei airport is extremely huge. From one end to the other end requires us not just to walk, to even go up the elevators and take the train from one end to the other end. It's a long journey. And worst of all, it is under construction. And with 3 of our baggages running up and down, can you imagine the marathon that we have to go through physically? And before long, my husband developed a heart problem. My husband said, my heart is not doing right. We've got to fly out on Tuesday. We can't go out today. My husband has lost the shield of faith, my dearly beloved. However, I told my husband, in the name of Jesus, I said, you would not die here. Trust me. The Lord will walk us through this, and we've got to get out from this crocodile holes. Praise God, my son was on my side. He was young then. He was only about 11 or so, and 12. of age. And my son says, we must get out from Taipei, Daddy. We can't be here. And so I told my son, son, you need to pray to the Lord God to get us out here. And while you watch for three baggages, while my husband sat down there because he has a heart problem, I began to run up and down all over the place, trying to get ticket from every single airlines, asking them. But they refused to give us ticket because I have the passport issue. Finally, from 9 o'clock in the morning up to about approximately 3:15 p.m., I've tried every means and every ways and checked with everyone. They all said the same thing, just like the vision of the Lord says, it's crocodile holes. There are crocodiles everywhere. And they said no to me. However, verse 16 here, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. At this point of time, my dearly beloved, I have every faith that Jesus is always victorious and we will get out from Taipei in time and on time for my preaching. I will be there in time and on time. As to how I will be there, I have yet to discover. But I have every faith in the God that I worship. At approximately 3:15, I recalled. All of a sudden, in my mind, the Holy Spirit shows me a picture of Singapore. I used to live in Singapore for about 10 years for my English and Chinese education. That's where I pick up English language. Since I left my country when I was 11 years old, and I went to school in Singapore, and then, of course, take my degree in University of San Francisco later on. So I remembered vividly that the stamp in Singapore on my passport is extremely small. And Singapore was the closest to the city of Jakarta. And there is flight almost every single hour. So that visions began to flash through my mind. I said, wait a minute. We could fly to Singapore and from Singapore to Jakarta. I don't think that's an issue there. So I began to turn around to one of the airlines and ask if Singapore required a full page in order to fly in into the country. And praise God. The airline representative says you can fly to Singapore. It does not say in the immigration rule that there is the requirement of one page in the passport. All of a sudden, the way out was crystal clear. And so, as Moses stick trucks down to the Red Sea become a dry land. That's what happened to us. Instantly, I knew the way out of the solutions is to get tickets to fly to Singapore. At that point of time, my husband said the ticket to Singapore is extremely expensive because it's right then. I told my husband, I said, if you do not sacrifice that mammon, right then we will be burned in the lake of fire. Let's fly. And praise God, the last flight to Singapore by China Airlines was approximately 4:15. And God amazingly prepared for us exactly three tickets because somebody had canceled the tickets. And it was the last minute ticket. And so the airlines got us the ticket and the manager of the airline had to accompany us as if the angel accompanied Peter when Peter was chained in the jail. Remember that story of Peter. And so as the angel opens the doors of the jail for the apostle Peter, I felt that we were just the same way. So the manager accompanied us and running through the airport to the airplane. In fact, we had to run in time to sit in the airplane before we could fly out. And the manager had to accompany us all the way through because there's literally not much time left. But praise God, finally, we left Taipei to fly into Singapore. By the time we arrive in Singapore, we are very exhausted beyond measure. We do not have any more strength to go up and down any longer, and we had to resort to prayer to God to open the door for us to be able to fly to Jakarta tomorrow morning in time and on time, because the preaching in the morning is approximately 10 o'clock. But praise God. God, who is a God of mercy and grace, and a God who is the God of Jehovah Jireh, prepares everything according to his wisdom and his power. So the Lord God orchestrated in such a way that the counter ladies, there's a two representative in the information desk, to assist us to get the ticket, the hotels, and all the printout, everything beyond their line of duty. My dearly beloved, these are information ladies. They are not travel agencies, but they do the work that is required for us to fly from Singapore into Jakarta. It was amazing that God orchestrated and touched these two ladies to help us get the ticket, print the ticket, get us the hotel, everything that is needed for us to be able to fly through to Jakarta at 8:30 flight in the morning. Amazing. How amazing our Lord God is. Praise God. The Lord is always victorious. So finally, we flew through to Jakarta 8:30 in one church, and then go to another church at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m., and preach in another church. By the time I finished preaching at the second church in the afternoon, as I stepped down from the pulpit, there was a man who is weeping in tears, coming forward asking me to pray with him. His name is Brother Lin. Little did I know what was going on until I looked back in this scenario. Then I realized what the devil is trying to do is to block me down to help Brother Lin. Because Brother Lin is a man in charge of a church, not in the city of Jakarta, but rather the city of Medan, which is in the island of Sumatra. He barely flew from Medan into the city of Jakarta to meet me. He didn't know that he would meet me there, and neither did I know that I would meet him in that church. But God, in his wisdom, has orchestrated for us to meet together, because Brother Lin was under a lot of stress, and he has fallen into the trap of Satan. He has lost every single faith in Jesus simply because the gangsters in the city of Medan were about to destroy his church. And he is a brother that's in charge of the church, and they have threatened him that if he did not give them a large sum of money, the gangsters will demolish his church instantly. As a matter of fact, all the other areas were already demolished, and here comes the gangster threatening him to demolish his church, and he has to sign a check, his own personal check. The gangsters does not want the check from a church. They want his personal money to guarantee the funds. And so Brother Lin took out a huge sum of money, approximately $300,000, and gave them in order to protect the church from being demolished by the gangsters. This pressure on Brother Lin is extremely heavy, because now it's affected his own business as well, since the funds is huge and had to be withdrawn from his business, obviously. So Brother Lin was so discouraged, and his pastors was crying in tears, fully attacked by the power of darkness, that he has lost faith totally and trapped under the hand of Satan. So his wife told him, since he was becoming insane mentally due to the stress, to leave the city of Medan to fly into Jakarta. Little did he know that Almighty God, because Brother Lin had stick out himself to Jesus, and Almighty God knew that Brother Lin needed help. So God has orchestrated in such a way that he met me, crossed line with me. He attended the morning service in that church and was about to leave when his friend says, "Here comes American missionaries coming in the afternoon services. Would you not come to listen to the preacher? Since the preacher comes from America, you know." And Brother Lin thought to himself, "All right, I will stay and listen to the American preacher." So here I was, coming down from the podium, and Brother Lin coming forward crying in tears. At first I thought he was a member from that particular church, and later on I discovered that no, he barely flew from the city of Medan, and I barely flew from Taipei and met him in that church. So finally we got to meet with each other, and I began to pray with him. Dearly beloved, God knows each and every one of his sheep. You see, God knows that this sheep has been hurt by the power of darkness and lost his faith. He has lost the shield of faith. And the Lord God sends me to restore his faith, the shield of faith. And so as I began to pray with him and told him to confess his sins, that we must stand no more than as a servant, and that the church that he has, the boss is Jesus Christ, not himself. Then his eyes was open. And I said, "Do you not think that the Lord Jesus knows what is going on here? Do you not think he will take care of that problem? And it is not for you to take care, to shoulder that problem, but rather to look up unto the Master." Praise God. As I pray with him, as he confessed and repent of the sins of not staying as a servant, all of a sudden, the shield of faith was restored unto him. His heart was filled with joy and peace, and faith was restored. And I reassured him that Jesus Christ will take care of the problem. Don't you ever worry. And praise God, true enough, they went to the court and fought the case against the gangsters. Believe it or not, Christ Jesus is always victorious, my dearly beloved. Every one of the cases that have fought against the gangsters have lost, simply because the gangsters hold much political powers behind him. However, because we belong to Jesus and Brother Lin belong to Jesus, God Almighty is much greater than the political power, than the power of darkness, obviously. Later on, Brother Lin informed me that they have won the case against the gangsters, the only case against the gangsters, and that church protected up to today. My dearly beloved, God loves you and knows your problem, and God loves me equally. If he loves Brother Lin and knows his problem, like was today, God knows your problem. I don't know what problem you have, but I guarantee you one thing. If you hear my voice and sharing this testimony, God is about to be speaking to your heart, isn't it? If you have a problem like Brother Lin, do not shoulder that on your own. Resort to the Master. Repent of your sins, and God will restore the shield of faith.